Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The title of our message on this Confirmation Sunday is this, Just Go On, based on Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, one of our banners has it on there. Listen to these verses. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, Moses' aide, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now, therefore, you arise and just go on. Go over this Jordan River, you and all the people, to the land I am giving to you. Every place that the sole of your foot will touch, I have given to you. No man shall stand against you. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. Be strong, be of good courage, just go on. I invite the congregation to turn out into the bulletin your sermon outline, the gray insert, and follow along as we consider our theme, Just Go On. One of the matchless points of beauty about Holy Scripture is this, its capacity to be simple and profound at the same time. Today in your Confirmation Sunday, Rob Roy, Brock, Corey, it's my prayer that you three young men will take to heart the simple, yet at the same time profound message from this Word of God from Joshua chapter 1, chosen just for you. But before we get to this, let's look at a few other rapid-fire examples of God's simple but profound words. In the face of the sin and degradation of the entire world and the coming judgment with God's wrath against this sin, God looked for and found a humble man named Noah. And to Noah, God spoke these simple words, "Make for yourself an ark of gopher wood." When the learned Pharisee Nicodemus came to Jesus at night for fear being caught by other people, he came to Jesus with the problem of his empty religion. And Jesus spoke to Nicodemus in such a simple way that Nicodemus almost missed the point. Jesus simply said, "You must be born again." And when answering St. Paul's famous cry about his thorn in the flesh, God did not give St. Paul an extensive theological lecture. Instead, he said these simple words, "My grace is sufficient for you." In each of these cases and many more throughout Holy Scripture, God speaks very simple words. Rob Roy, Brock, Corey, and everyone here today listening to these words, when you reach those times in your life when you don't know what you're going to do, when you don't know where to turn, when everything around you seems filled with questions and no answers, when your back is up against the wall, God often comes not in flashy or complex ways. He comes in simple words. Simple words we all can understand. When we are weary, and you've been that weary, I know. When we are weary, God speaks to us a word of persistence. And when we wonder how we can persist, God speaks to us a word of assistance. Today's message from our sermon text from Joshua chapter 1 is a great example of just this. Listen again to just some few key verses. The Lord God said to Joshua, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now you therefore arise and just go on, you and all these people, to the land I am giving to you. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. Be strong, be of good courage, just go on." When God spoke these words to Joshua, he and the people of Israel were facing a terrible crisis. Moses was dead. Moses, who had been the only one courageous enough to face down Egypt's Pharaoh with those famous words, "Let my people go," that Moses was dead. Moses, who parted the waters of the Red Sea for the children to cross over into the promised land, that Moses was dead. Moses, who could go up on the mountain of Sinai to receive the God, the Ten Commandments, when everybody else was afraid to go near that mountain, you guessed it, that Moses was dead. Now the loss of a leader like Moses is bad enough. But when it comes at a critical time, that loss is magnified. You see, the people of Israel were about ready to enter the promised land of Canaan. They were standing at the Jordan River between the slavery in Egypt and the freedom of the promised land. And they knew that whatever they had to face now, they had to face it without Moses. But the God who first spoke to Moses in the burning bush, the God who had guided him all the days in the wilderness, the God of whom King David said, "He is my rock and my fortress," now spoke to Joshua, Moses' lieutenant. "I know your heart is troubled because Moses is dead, and the mantle of leadership has been placed upon your shoulders. But no matter how much you grieve, Moses is gone, and now you're my man. So lift up your head and look around. There's a people to lead. There's a new land to settle. Get up from where you're standing, Joshua. Just go on." "Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy," the Lord God said. "Sometimes you'll give it your best and it won't be good enough. But just go on. Sometimes you'll go out of your way to help people and these people will be the first to turn on you. But just go on. In spite of high mountains, just go on. In spite of low valleys, just go on. In spite of the rantings of the enemy and the rejection of your own relatives, just go on. Sometimes you may feel like quitting and running away. But you, Joshua, you, Corey, you, Brock, you, Rob Roy, say it with me, just go on." As God spoke to Joshua, He speaks to each of us here today. Young men, everyone else here today, when you are overwhelmed by life's challenges and setbacks, when you try to be good Christian men and women, sons and daughters, faithful husbands and wives, and it seems like you're getting nowhere. Indeed, if it seems as if the devil is getting the upper hand, God speaks to us a word of persistence. He says, "Don't give up. Keep on fighting. Keep on trying. Just go on." Now I know we all feel like sometimes saying, "I can't do it, Lord. How can I go on? I'm too tired. My faith is too weak." It's at this moment God does not just give to us a word of persistence. It's at this moment God gives us a word of assistance. The same word He gave to Joshua. Listen again. "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. So, just go on." What God was saying to Joshua, young men, and everyone else within my hearing, He's saying to us today. God says, when things get tough, you really don't know who's talking to you, do you? God says, "I am the one who causes to be what is. Before there was a when and where or a then and there," God says, "I was, I am. It was I who stepped out of the darkness of chaos and said, let there be light. It was I who spat out the seven seas, who carpeted the earth with grass, who dotted the mountains with trees, who flung the stars throughout the Milky Way. I am the one who told Abraham to go. I am the one who stopped him from sacrificing Isaac. I am the one, Joshua, who delivered you and all the others from slavery to Egypt. I am the one who gave Moses the ability to part the Red Sea to receive the Ten Commandments, as I have been with others. Led others, upheld others. I will lead and guide and uphold you. I will never leave you or forsake you. You have my promise written in blood. So now, today, people of God, he says to you and me, whatever your station in life, whatever the future might bring, just go on. Rob Roy and Brock and Corey, I like the sound of that. It's better than Larry Moe and Curly, like I used to call you in confirmation class. Or actually, the professor, the bishop, and the red-headed rabbi. That's what these guys were called in class. Young man, you have that promise. You have that promise of God written in the blood of Jesus, your Savior. His blood shed on Calvary's cross is his guarantee and promise to you that no matter what your life will bring, your sins are forgiven. God is on your side. God will walk with you. He will lead you as he led Joshua. And as he said, Joshua, he says to you today, with my strength and my love, you can just go on. Now, we can go on, all of us, because God the Father is our protector, because God the Son is our traveling companion, because God the Holy Spirit is our comfort and our guide. And when your paths get blocked, God promises to make a highway in the desert for you. When the hounds of hell are on your trail, God will stand between them and you like a pillar of fire in the wilderness. Therefore, the Lord God simply says to you and to all of you here today, no matter what happens from day to day, just go on. No matter who tells you you can't make it, just go on. Remember in whom you have believed and just go on. When you've been hurt by others, when you've been forsaken by others, when you have been made fun of by others because you stand up for the cause of Christ and what is true and moral in the sinful world, just go on. Just go on, because King David told us in Psalm 37, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he will not be cast down, because the Lord upholds him in the palm of his hand. Gentlemen, look at those hands. Those hands in our Lord, which were nailed and pierced for you, those are the hands that hold you. So you can just go on. Now, gentlemen, I told you in confirmation class, I warned you ahead of time that I was going to ask you a question. And here comes the question. Which one of you will it be this year? Which one of you will promise before God today to be faithful unto death to him, but soon after confirmation will never be seen again in Sunday school, youth group, or church? I pray that this year, each of you will be faithful. Each and every one of you. I pray that this year, you and your parents will make it your number one priority to be an active member of this congregation, to receive from God His good gifts to you week in and week out. Jim and Sharon, besides saying publicly, Jim, you clean up pretty good. Jim and Sharon, Brian and Faith, Rob Roy Sr. and Marnie, today on this very and holy special day, the Lord God is also holding you responsible to keep both your sons and yourselves faithful to your Lord and His church. Today is Confirmation Sunday for your sons. But today is also the day you confirm your faith and recommit yourself to Him as a family. Our Lord is counting on you to lead the way. To lead the way for your sons by the godly examples you set and the priorities you choose. But here's the wonderful news for all of us. Our precious Lord Jesus has shown us, look here, congregation. Our precious Lord Jesus has shown us that we are His number one priority. One Friday, He bore a cross up a hill called Calvary. And there He was crucified for us, enduring the shame, pain for our sins, dying our death. And it may have been Friday, but Sunday was coming. And on Sunday He rose and He flung wide open heaven's doors. And He did this for us. And this same Lord, who spoke those words long ago to Joshua, speaks these words to you and me and to these fine young men today. Listen again. As I was with Moses, says the Lord, so I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. Now you just go on. What happened to Joshua? Under his leadership, mighty things were done for God's kingdom. The walls of Jericho came tumbling down, and Joshua, God's mighty general, led the people into the promised land to possess it for them forever. And there they became stewards of God's wonderful gifts. Today, on this day of your confirmation, you three young men are beginning in a whole new way your life as Christian stewards. A steward is a person who commits their life to managing and taking care of that which belongs to their boss or their master. For example, a house steward manages his master's house. A wine steward manages his master's wine collection. What a job. A financial steward manages his master's finances. A Christian steward manages all that belongs to God and is just loaned to Him while He's on this earth. When we speak of steward, we talk in terms of managing God's gifts of time and talents and treasures. From this day on, young men, you are considered adult members of this congregation. And you are to ask yourself, dear Lord, how can I use the time you give me? How can I use the talents you give me? How can I use the treasures and finances you give me to praise you and to serve you? Today or this week would be a good time to have a sit-down conversation with your parents and with your Lord and say, Lord, from this day on, how can I use my time by serving you in my church and community? How can I use the talents you have given me by serving you in my church and community? How can I use the treasures, the allowances, the monies you give me to praise the name of Christ by your own personal offerings? No more going to mom and dad, but giving them from your own heart and your own resources. May each of us today, especially you three men, professor, bishop, and rabbi, Rob Roy, Brock, and Corey, may you, like Joshua, hold on to the promises of God. And with God's help, be ready to do mighty things for His kingdom's sake. Now, as you're timing the sermon, you can push the stop button. This is a commercial. Young men, permit me to say to each of you that I love you and I treasure you, and our congregation does too, and how much John and I both enjoyed this year's confirmation class. You're fine, young men. And I want you to hear from me today that each one of you has the heart and the ability to become a pastor. On my confirmation day, when I was 13 years old, that was when dinosaurs roamed the earth, I was challenged to consider becoming a pastor. And it's a decision I have never regretted. No finer vocation is there by serving God in this way. So go home today and talk to your folks about it. Pray to your Lord about it. Ask Him, what would He have for you? You have the heart. You have the ability. You have the passion to be a pastor in God's church. Whatever your future life brings, when your going gets tough, my three young friends, brothers in Christ, may you, like Joshua, be thankful for and obey God's simple command, just go on. In the name of Jesus. Amen.